Welcome to the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Each week, we connect you to the people, places in the land of Israel, and of course, we also bring you the truth of what's happening there on the ground in the Middle East, because there is so much deception when it comes to reporting on Israel and the Middle East, and we try to do our best to bring you everything that is truth that's happening there in the land and on the ground. Today, we're going to talk about this invasion that's happening here in our country. What is that invasion? Well, you keep listening, and we're going to tell you about that. An invasion that you need to be concerned about. Our special guest is Ishak Abla. She was born in Istanbul, Turkey, raised in a devout Muslim home. Her early life was marked by intense hardship. Verbal and physical abuse shaped a lot of her childhood. And then in 1996, she fled to the United States, seeking freedom and safety. And after years of trauma and despair, she descended into a lot of depression, became suicidal. And then on the very day that she planned to end her life, she surrendered her life over to the Lord. God interrupted her darkness with the light of the Lord. And if you want to find out more about her story, and I encourage you to do that, Cast Out Demons and Slay Your Giants is her book that you can find all about her testimony and her life. Her latest book is Heavenly Whispers. She has television and satellite programs that are impacting 700 million people around the world, broadcast in multiple languages on 6 different continents, impacting over 700 million people and more than 200 countries, tribes, and people groups. It is so good to be with you here on the Middle East Report.
Thank you so much for having me, John. So good to be with you.
Thank you for your love for the Lord and for helping everybody, you know, understand, especially, you know, what's going on when it comes to this demonic Muslim religion that's out there. But before we get into this invasion that I alluded to here at the top of the hour that's happening in the United States and literally around the world, tell everybody what you do, you know, around the world and here in this country.
Yes, thank you, John, for asking me that. Before, of course, I was a Muslim before I came to Christ, and being a former Muslim, God called me to my people. Primarily, my programs are being aired in the Muslim world. Now we are close to a billion Muslims reaching through, as you said, satellite TV, all TV as possible, and also social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, so forth, so on. Millions of followers and people are engaging right now, spreading the good news, what God had done for me. My testimony is my ministry, what Jesus had done in my life.
Well, I want to encourage people to read about your testimony, and they can see that online as well. Cast Out Demons and Slay Your Giants, the book that, you know, chronicles your testimony. We hear about the spiritual demonic bondage of women in many Islamic countries. And of course, Iran is like front and center in the news. What is it like for these women in these radical Islamic countries?
Yes, first of all, we need to understand how women are in Islam. Women are considered in Quran, like their vote, their witness is not valuable unless there are like several of them. Man can divorce a woman with 3 words, 3 times repeating it. His anger is divine and holy in Quran. So women are so diminished, and we learn to be disappearing, not appearing because of fear, not by faith. So it is so difficult to be a woman existing in Islam, knowing that our worth is a lot less than men, and oppression and abuse is validated and commended by Allah for men to discipline their wives. Just to give you an example, when I was married to a radical Muslim man, he was beating me up to teach me to become a better Muslim woman. So that is part of discipline of woman. And how do you find your self-worth in being physically abused and calling it a discipline? And it's good practice of Islam. And from that point, you can understand women are being covered top to toe. Why? Because our visibility is trouble, abuse, hardship, violence. And when you try to exist in a society culture like that, You are nobody.
This is the core of the Quran and how Islam operates through, we hear the word Sharia, Sharia law a lot. What is it in the Quran, in Islam, that causes them to do this to women?
This is how Allah, false god of Islam, sees women. And it is mainly built on a foundation of man's power, man's dominance, and man's violence. And because man is superior to woman, they can do whatever they want. And this is what I experienced in a Muslim country, that I was less than a cow. I was less than a human being when I was next to a man.
You have contacts all over the world in these Islamic countries. What are you hearing? I know you hear from women who are affected and in this bondage. Maybe tell us what you're hearing in some of these countries.
Yes. First of all, let's talk about Iran. What is happening in Iran is so significant right now. For those people to stand up, speak up, to shake up the system that is so demonic, so antichrist, and so violent and hostile is a major deal. For women to go and in public take off their burqas and say, we want freedom. Those are my heroes, because they are doing it at a gunpoint and still they want their freedom and they are paying a cost for that. And it just tells you, when people say this lies about Islam is a peaceful religion, Islam is a peaceful religion, and I'm like, I want to ask them, where do you see Islam in the Muslim world being peaceful and being freeing? And these people are fighting for their freedom. And there are women in Iran right now, acid thrown to their faces just for standing for their freedom. It just tells you where they are.
We're going to turn to the United States in this invasion that's happening here in our country, this Islamic invasion. But before we do that, staying with Iran, what is it going to take to change things there in Iran? A new government? Is that going to change things? Because it's in the news right now. So what is it going to take to flip things upside down so that women are once again valued and things are better there in the country of Iran?
It is a revolution happening right now. It's a civil war is happening in Iran right now. This is bigger than what we see on the media. Media is not, especially left-wing media, is not bringing the truth to us. But these people are fighting for something that is greater than for their own selves, because they are taking the risk of dying. Iran, God is allowing this to happen, unfortunately, with a lot of bloodshed, but he wants to see Iran free. And that is what is happening right now, revolution for freedom.
We need to understand that spiritual warfare is going on, and then as people who love the Lord, we need to be praying. I mean, there's not much we can do, I mean, except telling the truth about what's happening there in Iran, getting the truth from sources that are truthful in what's happening there, and speaking that truth. But we need to pray, and it's spiritual warfare.
Absolutely. This is a spiritual warfare. Our fight is not against flesh and blood and against darkness in the dark principalities of the kingdom of darkness. But also we need to understand our prayers are powerful, because prayers can travel where we cannot travel. Our prayers can go where we cannot go. And that is crucial right now, that church stands with Iran and prays for Iran.
Ishik, let's turn to the United States right now. There is an Islamic invasion here in our country. We're seeing this all over. You know that better than anybody. You have your heartbeat, you know, on what's happening here in our country, even with Sharia law being promoted in some areas, as I understand it, here in our country. But tell our listeners who may not be aware what's happening here in our country and the dangers of what's happening. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, but I want to tell you, this is not happening right now. I have been in the United States of America for 30 years. Before I came to America, I was part of population jihad and I was part of educational jihad when I was a radical Muslim. So 30 years ago, I was part of it. It existed before 30 years. So this has been a long agenda that America is just waking up to the truth of, what is happening right now. And if we don't do something right now, it's going to be too late in the next 5 years, I can tell you. When I was a Muslim, we were paying for Muslim students to go to Harvard, Yale, Princeton, so they can be in power. And I was part of that kind of jihad. So we need to understand that jihad is not only in arms and tanks and soldiers, but it is also using Muslims populating in this country, in the Western world. And it's happening in front of us right now. It has been happening and it's growing right now rapidly, because the problem is not actually Muslims. Problem is radical Islam's ideology, and that ideology commands them go and populate Western world. And this is what we are seeing in our midst at this point.
Are there any hot spots here in our country? I mean, I think of New York. You got the mayor there.
Of course.
Who is Muslim. You have, I think, Dearborn, Michigan, some other places here in our country. Any hot spots you want to talk about where it is just radically demonic?
Yes. You need to look at the big cities, cosmopolitan cities, of course. New York, New Jersey is a state, one of them. New Jersey has the highest Muslim population with Michigan. Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Los Angeles, Dallas, Houston. These are the major hubs that Muslims are building their own villages, their own you cannot as a Christian go and live there. You want to know the discrimination? I have videos that they charge Christians 75% membership fee that will go to the mosque in those villages. So for a Christian to want to live there is made impossible by Muslims. Why do you want to give your 75% tithing to a mosque? There are rules and regulations that taken under the, you know, legal loops that they are just putting their own grounds, more territories in America.
You know, I've heard this where certain areas, they're building these communities of, this is what you're talking about, these communities in cities and communities across the country.
Yes, and this is not a new thing. This has been over the years planned. They have their attorneys, they have their legal advisors, and they are just building these communities, these villages, they are congregating to grow together, because they know that when they are united in our midst, they can crack our foundation, which is very cracked at this point. America is divided, and Americans are being ignorant in general to this fact. And because the problem is not Islam, problem is the ignorance of Americans, and they are taking advantage of that.
You know, I heard once a Muslim takes over a particular territory, they claim that territory, they're not going to give up that territory. I don't know what that is in the Islamic Muslim religion, but I heard, like, once they get an area, that's it. They're not going to relinquish that.
Absolutely. You are giving a perfect example of Islamic mentality, ideological mentality, that it's happening about Israel right now. All these years, did they give up that smallest piece of land in the midst of 1.7 billion Muslims? No. Once they claim the territory, whether historically, whether spiritually, it is their territory. Until the last drop of their blood, they won't give up. They already claim the White House. They already claim America. They say in the next 5 years, America is going to be a Muslim nation. They are claiming their territories. Muslims are very territorial people. I'm coming from Islamic background. I know how territorial we are. And once you claim it, this is yours, and you're going to fight for it.
What's going to happen in the United States if we don't wake up to this Islamic invasion?
It is going to be a lot of bloodshed. I mean, imagine, I just want to bring Islamic ideology and jihad, this jihadist movement, this invasion, is not only a threat to Christians. It's a threat to atheists. It's a threat to agnostics. It's a threat to Buddhists, Hindus. This country never was established on sameness, but diversity. And we welcome diversity and we gave freedom to everybody. But Islamic ideology is against any kind of freedom, existence of any kind of freedom, unless Islam is dominant in the entire country. So if we do not do anything about this, this is what's going to happen. They're going to command Christian women to wear burqas, hijab, cover themselves. They are going to bring Quran into the school system. And we are seeing it right now. I mean, mayor of New York City, it's like quoting from Quran, but what he's doing is not just exercising his spirituality in his privacy. He's doing a propaganda and a brainwash, and he's part of jihad.
This is something that so many people don't realize. And if you're listening here to the Middle East Report, and what Ishak is sharing right now is like, this is hard to comprehend, but it's happening here in the United States. And if we don't wake up, will we lose our freedoms? I mean, you're talking about losing our freedoms.
Absolutely. They are taking advantage of our freedoms to completely take that freedom away from us. And this is what's happening.
So we know we have all of these things happening here in our country. And I can hear people saying, okay, that's terrible. That's awful. What can we do about it? I mean, is there really anything we can do about it? We see this invasion. It's been happening for a long time. And you mentioned that it's not been something that's just happened instantly. I mean, this has been going on for years and years and years. What are we going
to
do?
What we need to do is to, first of all, pray. And then, of course, we need to raise our voices. And there are wonderful people in other states that are raising their voices to change the law against Islamic invasion. I think it's all about lawmakers waking up at this point as well. I mean, there are videos that Muslim kids, like 5-6 years old, being trained to burn American flag. And they live in this nation, and this is how they are being trained to hate the nation that they are in. And we need to stop this, and we need to screen better. And it's about homeland security. It is the name, homeland security. We are responsible to keep our borders safe for the safety of our citizens.
And we're not seeing that, unfortunately, in a lot of these cities that we talked about, Dearborn, and in other places in the country where you see this Islamic invasion, you know, happening in. It's hard to comprehend because, you know, we live in our little world. We live with our families. And some of us who are listening right now live in a small town and we don't see this happening. But if we don't wake up, it's going to come to your small town.
They are growing like wheat right now. And their major, major idea of jihad is population jihad. And they are populating.
So explain that a little bit more. They're having more and more children. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I mean,
they're
just absolutely, and more immigration, more people coming, and this is, and they are following Muhammad's example in every way, because he was an immigrant. He left Mecca. He left Mecca to get more territories. So this is ordered to Muslims to invade. How do you invade without going? You cannot. You need to go there. You need to live there. And you need to possess the land. That is a commandment of Muhammad.
You know, these are very, very difficult things that we're talking about right now. But I know, Ishak, that we have a lot of prayer warriors right now. Women prayer warriors, men prayer warriors who love the Lord right now, and how can they pray, you know, for the situation that's happening around the world, in Iran, here in our country, and maybe talk a little bit about the spiritual warfare, you know, aspects of this?
Well, what we can do is, understanding is very important. You know, we talk about Daniel fast, 21-day fast, and churches that are fasting sometimes altogether, right? Do we know that why Daniel fasted? He fasted for understanding. He fasted only for understanding. I think understanding is a gift and that we minimize. We talk about prophecies, wonderful. Gift of knowledge, wonderful. But we need understanding and wisdom to deal with this. And we need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for lawmakers. And we need to stand up for the truth. And I want to tell you, while we are standing up, actually we are doing a favor to some Muslims. They don't want to be under this Islamic invasion, Islamic ideology. There are Muslims that they don't want to be part of this. We are helping those too. Not only we are helping to non-Muslim people, we are helping to Muslims that they hate this kind of oppression. And they are suffering under this oppression. What is happening in Iran is a perfect example. They are crying for freedom. Why? Because they hate their religion right now. They don't want this anymore. So we are helping those.
It is an oppressive, demonic religion. And we just obviously explained that here in the show, that just wants to oppress and to put women in bondage, and we absolutely need to pray about that. And, you know, you mentioned it a few minutes ago, we need to contact our senators. We need to contact our Congress people and let them know that we're not okay with all this stuff that's happening and that we need to move against it. And that's not politically correct for a lot of these guys.
We are not here to be politically correct. We are here to be biblically correct. And not only biblically correct, even we need to follow what it says in our constitution. And Sharia law is completely a violation of our constitution.
And yet that is, in some cities, I think in Dearborn and some other cities, that's what they're doing there in some of these cities. And I don't know why, you know, there's not more talk about this, more alarm about this, and more done about this. Oh, that's just your religion. That's what people say.
Yes, absolutely. Even not talking about this is part of the agenda. And it is part of media jihad. If you keep lying to people long enough, they start believing.
That is exactly what we have had happen in our country and literally around the world. And then, you know, when you go back to Israel, so many lies and deceptions about Israel. So we have to do something about this. Spiritual warfare, prayer. Your ministry, you know, helps people do that. Let people know how they can reach out to you, because you actually, I was looking at your website and, you know, you offer some beautiful, powerful warfare prayers and declarations, you know, on your website that people can actually grab onto and pray these warfare declarations against all the stuff, and they can get that. And they can pray these prayers in the name of the Lord.
Yes, they can go to ishikabla.com. It is ISIKABLA.com. They can go and they can get a lot of material about how to pray, how to declare. And also they can contact us by writing to us, info@ishikabla.com. Again, ISIKABLA.com.
I want to ask you, as we wrap up this edition of the Middle East Report, are we seeing Muslims come to Jesus? Because you have, you know, your millions and millions of people that you reach through your broadcast and through your ministry. Are we seeing Muslims come to Jesus? And maybe, you know, an example or two of that?
Absolutely. So we talk about the bad news, but the good news is a lot of Muslims are coming to Christ. That is our sign to rejoice, that God is still working behind the scene and using our ministry as well. And one encouraging testimony is a terrorist wanted to kill me, and I led him to Christ. And he told me that until the last drop of his blood, he was going to find me and kill me. And I told him, my Jesus told me to love your enemies. Until the last breath that I have, I'm going to love you. And after long communications and correspondences, he surrendered his life to Jesus Christ. I want to tell you, no matter what, kingdom of God is advancing. And nothing can stop what Jesus Christ is doing and going to do in this world.
That's encouraging. That is amazing. That is the word of God for sure, because God's word says that. And someone's listening and they're thinking, well, I'd like to reach out to a Muslim and I'd like to share the gospel with them. Could you just real quickly, how do they do that?
Well, don't wash them with scriptures. I will tell you, it's important that we are kind. American men who didn't know anything about Islam led me to Christ because he was a great witness. And being a witness is not a one-time thing. It's a lifestyle. And when we love our neighbors as ourselves and we show that kind of love, we draw people to the kingdom of God. So this is what we need to do. We are kind. We are interested in their pain so they can be interested in our message.
Well, you have that opportunity every single day to share the love of Jesus as you're listening today, whether it's a Muslim or somebody else that you run across on the street or the place where you work. And we're all called to share Jesus and to do that in compelling ways, you know, with those around us. And so we encourage you to do that. And I want to encourage you to connect with Ishik's ministry and what you are doing to reach so many around the world. We're so grateful that God has put this in your heart. And you know what? I want to just ask our family members out there who are listening right now to pray for you, because you need a covering of prayer. You are under attack by what we're talking about here, by the Muslim side.
Yeah, I receive so many threats every single day.
See, this is something, simply because you speak the truth, you're receiving death threats every single day. And that's why we need our listeners to pray for you. And I want them to do that. I want them to reach out to you. You do have a devotional book, Heavenly Whispers. So that's a beautiful thing. People can connect with your website for that as well. Thank you so much for what you do to take a stand for the Lord and to give us the information that we need to fight this demonic Islamic invasion of what's happening here in this country and, of course, you know, around the world.
Thank you. Thank you, John, for having me.
The Islamic invasion, it's already here in our country, and that's why I'm sharing with you these series of shows these past 2 weekends to help us all wake up to what's going on here in our country. We've got to be aware of all these things, and Ishik Abla is helping us to become more aware of what's going on here in our nation. I want to encourage you, please connect with Ishik. You can do that by visiting her website, ishikabla.com, ISIKABLA.com, ishikabla.com. She speaks in churches all over the country. You can invite her to your church. We have to wake up to what's going on here in our country. There is an Islamic invasion that is ongoing in our nation. And if we just stay silent about this, it's not good. It's going to threaten the freedoms that we have here in this country and so much more. So I want to encourage you, find out what's going on, how you can make a difference. This is spiritual warfare. We talked about that here on the show today. So please connect with Ishik, ishikabla.com, ISIKABLA.com, to get more information. You can pray for this ministry. You can give financially to this ministry. I would love to hear from you. If you want to send me an email, let me know that you're listening. I would love that. MiddleEast@AFR.net is the email address. MiddleEast@AFR.net. MiddleEast@AFR.net. You can use that email address. Send me an email. I would love to hear from you. Get a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcasts. We are on all the major podcast platforms. You can also download the podcast at AFR.net. Thank you for listening. Let's get involved. Let's make a difference here in our country. A lot of ways to do that. I'm John Riley.